You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? I know it's been a while, but I got an explanation for that. Oh, man, where do I begin? I got a good show for you today. I'm sorry, I'm a little out of it. I don't mean to be this way, but I don't know, I'm just really tired. I've been doing these Gardasil shots, and it really takes it out of me, man. If you don't already have your Gardasil shot, you should probably go and take it, so that way you don't have cancer later on in life, and that way you can get rid of any kind of HPV you've got. It'll be good for you. What am I talking about? All about why I've been absent. Why have I been absent? Well, I got a job that works me 5 days a week. I'll make all right money, I guess. I don't know, man. I just can't do a job, man. I mean, like, I'm doing it because I have to, you know, but I don't know, man. I got PTSD so bad. I don't know. It's good for me to get out of the house and have a job, I guess, but I need more money, dude. At this rate, I don't know. I keep thinking about re-releasing my album, but I have to master the album and get everything all ready for that. But I'm sorry, I'm really out of it. I really shouldn't even be doing this right now, but I had to do something. I've been leaving you guys waiting for a long time, and so I didn't want you guys to just sit around waiting anymore for me to come out with something. So here we go. But even whenever I haven't been working, I've been working on nothing but music. And I've also finished the Good Cop, Bad Cop series. So all of those are written. I've been really busy. I'm gonna read to you one of the 356 ways to live the law of attraction. Eliminate negative messages. Reduce the amount of negativity you tolerate. Americans are bombarded daily by advertising messages that emphasize dissatisfaction and lack in each person's life. Some sources say that the average person receives more than 1,000 negative messages daily, such as, you need a better mattress, you need a sleeker, faster car, you need to switch your hair color product, or you need the purple pill to salvage your sex life. Ask yourself how you eliminate negative messages in order to raise your level of life satisfaction. It's one way to live the law of attraction. All right, now let's get into the meat and potatoes of this. Child trafficking is just out of control. They're doing it out of the dang grocery store now. Have they always done it out of the grocery store and I'm just now realizing this? What is going on, man? I'm seeing all types of parents that got children that look like they don't belong to them. What the heck is going on, dude? This is making me sick. For real, man, makes me not want to do it anymore. What I mean is, like, go outside and have to see what's around. But I know if I do that, then I let them win. I'm not about to let them win. I'm about to win all the way. And that's what's up. You know what I mean? Like, with trafficking right out of the grocery store, the investigations have been deepened. It's in your face, dude. Most people don't care, or they're part of it, or they're just lookout. It's sickening, bro. It's so gross. I have just been stressed to the max. I'm not even gonna lie. I don't know, man. This has just been really stressful. Knowing what I know and everything, it's not been easy. You know, going out and seeing people all the time and Even the talking and texting on the phone and while driving. Like, I don't know, dude. I just want to throw away my phone so bad. I don't want a fucking phone in my life. Excuse my French. But I just don't. I never did. I don't know if I told you guys before, but how I got a phone was I had my name checked. I was young and I didn't know no better, but I had my name checked just to see if I could qualify. Well, she ran my name in the qualification anyways, and I got a phone in the mail. And I'm like, what is this? I was like, no, I'm going to keep it, but, you know. God. But, man, we got to start cracking down on that. The whole texting and driving and talking on the phone and driving. Out here, it's legal to talk on your phone and drive. Like, if you got it up to your face, I guess. But, man, that should not be going on, dude. You shouldn't be focused on your phone while you're driving. If you do, have a hands-free thing. And some of you guys got me worried. You know, it's bad enough having it on the hands-free and still using the phone. But I mean, to just be looking straight down at your phone in your hand, like you're looking in your lap, it's bad. Another thing that's bad is drinking and driving. I had this one friend, and he, I guess he had weed and alcohol in his system or something like that, or maybe it was just weed. But, you know, they had an accident. Teenagers have accidents. They had an accident, and they ran his blood and all that. He didn't even smoke weed that night, and it was still in his system, and they threw him in prison. You gotta feel bad for the guy just a little bit, at least, I guess. But, you know, his friend died, and, like, they made an example of him. That's just crazy, man. That's crazy. You can just completely change somebody's life or change your own and or change your own and other people's lives just by doing something simple as drinking and driving. Please don't do that. And please don't smoke weed and drive. I mean, I've never had a problem with smoking weed and driving. I'm just saying, don't be smoking weed while you're driving. Be high and drive all you want. I mean, there's really no harm in that. I'm talking about weed, you guys. Weed. But man, people, you know, people get on this speed and crap, and they just, they don't know how to act, man. They're rude, vulgar. You gotta catch them when they're sober. And then they're really nice to you and all this crap. And it's like, whatever. But you know, it's just, don't drink and drive. And quit the whole texting and driving and talking on the phone and driving. Just stop that crap. And I mean that for me too, you know? Like I said, the hands, just because I got hands free doesn't mean that it's okay. It may make it just a little bit more safe because I can see the road more easily, but still. Unless it's an emergency, you shouldn't be doing it. So let's move on to Mike Tyson and legalizing cannabis for athletes. If it wasn't for Mike Tyson, I wouldn't have even thought about that to put it on my issues, you know, that I want to run for president for. But that doesn't seem to matter because nobody wants to donate. I mean, there are people that have donated, you know, but it's definitely not where it needs to be. And I don't have any idea how that has anything to do with, oh, you're the best thing for our country because you raised all this money. How does a dollar bill show support? That could show theft. And to all my constituents who are way high up there, like Joe Biden and crap like that, all my fellow running mates, they got it through theft. I don't trust Beto as far as I can throw him, and I don't care to touch him to throw him that far. With his little sweaty Betty going on. I don't know, man. Like I said, I probably shouldn't have did this podcast today, but I would have just put it off for another day. And I'm just, honestly, I'm feeling lethargic. This medicine is really getting to me. As far as like, whoa, you know. But anyways, medicating on cannabis should be okay for athletes. And it should be okay for law enforcement. It should be okay for federal government employees. Weed should have never been illegalized. That's so ridiculous. You can profit off it more without the illegalization prohibition than you can with it being legal. Wait, did I say that right? Whatever. See what I mean, dude? I'm so tired. I am so sorry. I probably should not let this podcast go out, but I'm going to do it anyways because I need to have something for you guys. I came here to record something, and I'm sorry that I'm not feeling better for this. I really am. But man, I've had it with the things that are going on. Seeing child trafficking, like, right in my freaking face. I wish I could explain to you what that does to me. And some of you probably don't even believe me. That's the worst part about it. It's all up in your face. It's right freaking there. And a lot of you guys wouldn't even believe me anyways, even if I told you. Either that or you know it and you try to pretend like you don't know about it. You know, and I'm sick of that too. That is ridiculous. Pretending like you don't know about the human trafficking. Dude, if you're a police officer or were a police officer at some time and you don't know about child trafficking and human trafficking, you didn't think that that was such a big thing, you're fired. Not only are you fired, you should be disgracefully let go. You're a disgrace to the badge. And I say that with the deepest sincerity. But I'm not about to sugarcoat that. If you're gonna sit there and pretend like you don't know nothing whenever I call in and crap like that, you know, I guess because of self-incrimination, you don't want to do that to yourself. Whatever, man. But dude, I'm so tired of the lies and covering it up. It's sick. You know, I think about this all day long. I can't not think about it. And you can suggest anything in the world to me and it wouldn't matter. During, after, before, I'm still gonna think about it. These are innocent kids. Remember when you was a kid? Remember when you was all innocent and all that? Like, how do I not cry? How do I not want, just not want to do something about it? I don't understand that. Like, somebody told me the other day, oh, if you just sit around and think about all the bad things that are going on in the world, then, you know, and I'm like, okay. I have no idea why that person would tell me that. How can you not want to fix it? How can you just want to just ignore it? I don't get it. I don't understand. How is that okay? Oh, don't worry. The government will fix it. The military will fix it. No, they won't. No, they won't. That is an uphill battle that nobody wants to fight, apparently. Now, there are good people out there like me and Craig Sawyer and his team and people like that, you know, that want to really help and do something about this. It's ridiculous. But what can we do? I'm tired of this crap, man. I'm sorry, dude, but I'm tired of it. legalize cannabis for everyone. And you know what really bugs me is the fact that we don't have clean air, clean food, and clean water. I don't even know where it was, but they had purple water coming out of their freaking faucets. What the heck? Purple water. Oh yeah, that's safe to drink. Are you sure? You know, I'm vegan, right? I'll be looking through the aisles. Do you know how hard it is to shop vegan? You have to look at everything. Does it have gluten? Does it have wheat? Does it have soy? Does it have this? Does it have that? How much sugar is in it? You remember whenever we didn't have to care about that? Why can't all food just be straight up? Be able to... Why can't there be vegan sections? You've got this natural food section. Ooh, big whoop. I'm looking for vegan only. I want a whole aisle or two dedicated to just that, so I can just go up and down, not have to worry about what I'm picking out, don't have to worry if it's got soy in it, soy oil or whatever. I don't want to have to worry about whether what I'm grabbing off the shelf is good or bad for me. I want to be able to just go shopping. Like, is that so bad? Gee. You know, I had a bus pass by me when I was walking around today. And the smog out that thing was just ridiculous. I don't want to breathe that. Do you? I don't. And unfortunately, I had to. I can only hold my breath and walk for so long. Eventually, I'm going to have to breathe in. You know, and speaking of, the plants catching on fire and exploding out in Houston, that's nuts. Y'all got all them people sick over nothing, man. Over a fire. And y'all didn't even contain it, it just stayed there for days. Y'all didn't try to filter it out. Y'all didn't try to fix it, nothing. It's just bam, in the air. What is wrong with y'all? That's not okay, man. That is not okay. I got family out there. They're not trying to die. Nobody's out there really trying to die, man. Come on. You might have whatever reason to do it, but man. I don't understand you guys, man. Some of you guys, I don't understand you. Now, there's people like me who are trying to do the good thing and the right thing. That I can understand. Man, I don't get you guys sometimes, some of you. I don't know, man. I really don't think I should let this podcast go out. But I haven't released one in so long. Should I just stop? I'm gonna have to stop. I can't do this no more. Guess who's back in the motherfucking house with a fat dick for your motherfucking mouth? Yeah, that's me. That's what's up. Alright. So, legalize it. What's up? What's up, y'all? What's up? Y'all like, damn, man, where the fuck you been? Man, I've been in my zone right now. I'm in my zone, bro. I'm going to work, you know, doing my thing. Got a good job going on. You're gonna have to excuse the first half of this podcast. I was at wit's end pretty much with how tired I was. And I was really sick. And I don't know, I don't normally get sick. So it's like, I don't know. And it's like, I don't know, like I had to get over it. It was like, how do I describe it? Like, I don't know. Like, first I was, like, sick to my stomach. Then, like, I had, like, a... Like, later that day, like, I finally slept it off, but then, like, whenever I woke up, I just had nothing but a bad headache. And it was, like, It was like sinuses and headache at the same time. It was allergies, like, really bad. The stomach part was the worst, dude. And so, like, I had to get medicated on some marijuana, get myself all right, you know, so I could start eating again and feeling good about myself. Just feeling good in general, really. So, hey, I just got my voter's card. That's what's up. Senate Q. Political affiliation, hey. Whatever that means. So yeah, I'm back. What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? I know y'all missed me. I know you did. You had to, right? That's what's up. I missed you too. I'm glad that you're listening. And I guess I don't really mean that because, you know, I don't know who is listening to this. But if you're listening, I'm glad that you're back. What's up? So yeah, I was playing Resident Evil 7 Biohazard. It was alright. But like, whenever I had to fight the boss guy or whatever, and like you're just in the beginning of the game, like I don't know, it wasn't a very, I don't know, man. I'm looking for that Resident Evil 1 experience. I'm looking for that again, man. So like, I've been to Africa on part 4. I mean, I'm looking for the house and the hive and the, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get to the bottom of things. I don't need, like, the hologram crap. I'm talking about the Resident Evil 1 experience. You know, something that just really wow you. I'm looking for that wow effect. Oh my god, totally immersive. This new one was weird. But I'm looking for, like, an upgraded system. Like, I don't like the old outdated crap. I like to where you press triangle to switch weapons. You know, the whole first-person shooter experience. A lot of people that, I don't know, I guess they don't like the whole first-person shooter controller system or whatever. But I like that. But see, what would really be cool is if you could hold triangle and switch your view. You could do the over-the-shoulder view. You see what I mean? So that way you can do the inside-outside view if you wanted to. Some people like that. I like the first-person shooter. But I'm looking for that Resident Evil 1 experience in the gaming. I'm a gamer, dude. I'm a gamer, dog. And I'm a stoner, bruh. You know, I really want to give Mike Tyson a round one ding, ding, ding on the whole fighting for athletes to be able to medicate on cannabis, to make that legal for them. As far as their rules go, you know what I mean? You know? Because if they do that, they can't play no more. They can't play in sports no more. And you might as well retire. But that's what helps you out. That's what heals you up. It helps me train, too. So, you know, coming from a private military background and a private law enforcement training background, I really would like to advocate for federal employees, all federal, all law enforcement, all just everybody to be able to consume cannabis nationwide, worldwide. You know, it really helps you out. Now, there are some people that are against it that just don't like it. It has a negative connotation for them. But I would like to really advocate for the legality of, you know, hey, a lot of people that don't, let me put it this way. A lot of people that drink don't like people that smoke. A lot of people that smoke don't like people that drink. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't get along. You know, how do I put this? Okay, like, moderation. Everything in moderation, right? Now, I'm not advocating for speed or nothing like that. That is just crazy, man. That's a whole nother... That's so dangerous, you could blow yourself up with this shit. Look, I know I said I didn't want to really cuss, but I always tried it. I try that so hard. But there's nobody here with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I had somebody with me and we could talk, I could do it without the cussing. I know I can. I can keep it professional in front of other people. But whenever it's just me, I don't care. And the majority of people don't even care if you cuss. It's the whole, like, oh, I don't want my kids to hear that thing. You know? But, I mean, dude, we're having an adult conversation. This should be, you know what I'm saying? This is water cooler talk. This is not, I'm not Disney, dog. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I should put, like, it's rated R in there, but, come on, dude. I'm so tired of ratings, and I'm tired of political correctness. Hey, you are dragging me down with this. You know, it's one of those things where, like, just because you have political correctness and just because you don't use cuss words, that doesn't make you a good person. Not only that, it doesn't make you... I'm just gonna stick with that. That doesn't make you a good person and somebody who makes the right decisions and does the right things. Did you know that there was a scientific study that people that cuss more are more trustworthy than people that don't? People that are more raw and in your face and keep it real with you, those people are so much more trustworthy than the people that aren't. I'm not saying to trust everybody that cusses, no. But, you know, have a keen sense about yourself. And I'm not look, why am I trying to preach here? Like, look, I'm just gonna pick up this 365 ways to live the law of attraction here. Rearrange things to energize the space. No, I don't wanna read that one. There was one that I read earlier. That was great. I'm just gonna read the title to you. Never use the words debt and bill. It has a negative connotation. Those are things that have negative connotations. Taxation is theft. Abolish taxation. That's what's up. Stand for indigenous rights, dude. For real. Stand for indigenous people's rights. They have the right to own what... See, okay. I made a joke on Twitter earlier and I was like, if you want a house... Or if you want property, buy a house. You know, but what I'm really saying to you is like, well, okay, I didn't understand at first what was said to me, right? And I thought it was funny, and it was a hell of a funny joke. You know, I'm a comedian, that shit was funny. But what wasn't funny is the misunderstanding that I had. Had I really been able to understand, you know, took the time, like, it's hard for an indigenous person to explain what's going on with them. Because at first you don't understand because it's lost in translation. You see what I'm saying? They come from a whole different cultural background and we come from a whole different colonization type of Lower 48. I mean, that's even if that's the type of person that's listening right now. But you know what I'm saying? There are two different mindsets going on. Let me tell you this. Tribal law and US law are totally different. Totally different. If somebody takes something from you and they live on tribal land, once they reach tribal land, that's basically, in essence, no man's land compared to what you are used to, right? They can take that and be on their reservation and be like, haha. I'm serious. So, I want you to kind of understand that whenever they're trying to tell you something, it's from a whole nother mindset. And I'm having trouble explaining it to you. But what I'm saying is, okay, for example, an indigenous woman told me, how about to own our own land, right? And that is coming from a whole different mindset than you may think. They own estates. They have access to a lot of money. But what you don't understand is that they don't have access to this money at the same time. Imagine you've got money in a bank, right? But this bank is something you can't access, you can't touch. Because somebody else has their hands in the cookie jar and they are not letting you touch the cookie jar. Every time you go to reach into the cookie jar, they slap your hand. I want you to imagine what that feels like. They've already been raped of their land. They've already been raped of their rights for the most part. And then we come in and we just build houses. Haha. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, if they took something from you and they go to their land, they're like, haha. You know what I mean? It's kind of an innocent little life lesson type of deal. But at the same time, it's wild as F because you're mad. You're mad that that just happened. And you want to do something so bad, but you can't. Straight up, dude. Reservation law is totally different. And the reason I know that is, well, yes, okay, I've been on a reservation, right? But, you know, I didn't deal with anything like that because I'm not that type of person that something like that from a person from reservation would do that. You know what I mean? I typically don't make those types of decisions. Now, I do make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. And things do happen. But what I'm really trying to tell you is that I know that because I watched an episode of Dog the Bounty Hunter, and that happened, and it was just like, whoa, you can do that? I want to live on a reservation. Because let's say somebody stole something from you and you want to steal it back, you can't just go and steal it back in America, you understand? And I'm going to go ahead and put a belated quotation marks over America, right? Because this isn't America. This is in Digica, bro. This is an indigenous nation. And what I'm telling you is that in quote-unquote America, with American laws that are just so great, right? And it's kept us so safe. You know, that you can't just go and steal something back. Life doesn't, you can't just ninja up. You can't just rodeo up and Wild Wild West it back. Now, minus the violence, on reservation land, you can. That's your thing. And so me coming from a young person's perspective whenever I was on reservation and growing up and seeing how that works, even though you get all this and you get to do all that, you still are stripped of your basic rights. You can't own what you own. You can't touch your piggy bank. How would that make you feel if somebody was like, hey, you just won $1 million, but you'll never touch it in this lifetime. And you're like, what? So like, you, not only that, right? Like then the banker comes back, is like, not only that, this third party, but your children can't touch it. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they're like, they come back again, right? And they're like, but their children's children can't even touch it. They're like, hey, now, like, you can do that to me, but you can't do it to my kids, right? But my kids' kids also, man, like, I'm three times as angry. Okay. Well, now add a few more generations to that. Your great-great-grandpa or whatever, right, has had this land for you, and you're like, well, I want it, but you can't have it. Like, look, I don't know the whole story, right? I don't know both sides of the story, because the other side is really secretive. They must have a lot to hide, right? And I'm laughing because it's like, I'm looking at it from both angles, right? I'm not laughing and to disrespect anybody. Don't screw this comedian bit up right now, okay? So like, the other side is like, I'm laughing because of how stupid it is, okay? I want you to kind of understand that before I go any further, okay? That's kind of why I stop and say things. Like, I don't want to have to explain myself to you guys, but I want you to know that I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, right? I think that Adam Sandler was right with the respect bit. It's all about respect. But this person on the other side is disrespecting you, right? And now I'm just explaining this from the outsider's position looking in at this, right? I don't know much about the other side. I don't know why they're holding all this from you, but I don't like it one bit because you don't like it one bit, right? And I'm not here to make you happy. I'm here to give you what's yours. Like, is that so bad? Is that so bad that we split the land? That the people that own it, they own their land? They can do whatever they want on it? And here's another question. What the F is a mortgage? I worked in real estate. I went to real estate school. What the F is a mortgage? And why do we have to keep paying our whole life? That makes no sense. No sense. If I own it, I own all of it. Outright, it's mine. I don't want to buy a PS4, take it home, then have to pay monthly for it. That's the dumbest crap ever. I just went and bought this PS4. And then I paid $60 for this game after paying buku bucks for this entertainment system, right? When a PS1 and a Nintendo back in the day was like $99. And even that was too much for back then. But I'm a gamer. I like games. They're fun. It keeps me busy. Do you like to play pool? I like to play pool too. But I don't like hanging out in a freaking bar to play it. And I don't want to lug around a big pool table and own that just to play it. But hey, I can buy this PS4 and play it all day long. I can play it with other people across the world. What do you know? But you know, that's another thing. Playing games with other people is nuts, dude. I'd rather play the system. The whole online gaming thing is just nuts. I don't like cheaters. I like to play straight up. Because when I can play straight up, I'm a master at this crap. You know? It takes a really good immer effort to immer F me up. You know? Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't know. But what do you know? How about I shut up and you tell me what you know? But dude, alright, look. I gotta backtrack on this, because the human trafficking is insane right now. Child trafficking is insane. It's not even what you think. It's much, much more. The human trafficking is insane, Bubba. You know, I met somebody today and they were like, I told them about something that happened. This company I work for got ripped off for $3,000 at least. Upwards of $3,000 or something. I was told $3,000, but it was, you know, you gotta round up and down. So, they got ripped off of $3,000 because of bad credit card use and debit card use and whatnot. Using debit cards that wasn't theirs. $3,000. That's a lot of money. So they started asking for you to present your ID with a debit card. So I have to see both. You have to show me both. Your ID or something, some kind of ID that says it's you, and a debit card. You know, just prove to me that you're the one who did this. That's all I'm asking for. You want to order for your kids? Cool. Let them show me your ID and debit card. We shouldn't be delivering to kids anyways. You know, I'm just gonna shut up. But, you know, okay. Patience is a virtue. I am being so patient right now, I'm being impatiently patient. It's crazy. I can't even believe how impatiently patient I'm having to be. There are so many things that I want, and I want it now. I want to work for it in a different aspect. You see what I'm saying? I want to be able to work on this pitch it, and be like, gee, boy, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? You're not Illuminati. I'm telling you right now, you think you're Illuminati, but you're not. You don't understand Illuminati. That's what's up.